The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome back again to another episode of The Shepherd at Work. This is Mark Goldstein, and for the next few weeks, I'm going to introduce you to people who've had a significant impact in my life, and as I've learned and expressed how to impact or how to articulate marketplace ministry. And in the studio today is just one of those people. It's Jacqueline Lynn of Tuscaloosa Creative. Her and her husband, Jerry, own Tuscaloosa Creative. And I'm going to apologize right up front because I've known Jacqueline for years, and it's always been Jackie. So if I goof today, please accept my apologies.
You're forgiven in advance, Mark.
Thank you so much. So, Jacqueline, as I said, you and Jerry are the principals of Tuscaloosa Creative. You are a prolific author and a publisher. And thank you for being in the studio today.
It's so good to be here. I'm so excited about your show.
You approached me a while back to do a collaborative work, which we did together, Work as Worship, How Your Labor Becomes Your Legacy. Now, you had the basic concept for this series, for this book, and then we worked together and I brought content. But when we initially talked about it, you explained to me what this conversation series was. So why don't you tell our listeners about that?
The conversation series is a series of books that I started several years ago based on interviews with experts. And the series has evolved. Initially, it was just going to be ebooks with experts, the short ebooks with a very narrow focus. And then I did one on how to survive an active shooter, which was way different than anything I'd done before. And that book really needed to be in print as well as an ebook. And then I started thinking about all of the conversations you and I have had, both one-on-one and As people know, we met through the chamber, and as I listen to you lead chamber groups and that kind of thing, and I'm thinking, you have so much wisdom, so much insight, not only related to your faith, but to Christianity and how it works in the marketplace. And I wanted to capture that so that people didn't have to be in your company to get that wisdom.
And what's amazing is all during this time, I have all of this in my head. Now, I can articulate it in one-on-one meetings. I can articulate it at chamber lunches and other events in one-on-one talks, but actually getting it out and on in print, I just never had the time. And there always seemed to be challenges. So when you approached me with this, I said, it was like a breath of fresh air.
Actually, you did have a little bit of a look of panic on your face when I first mentioned it to you. But then you started, you know, when I started explaining what I wanted to do and how we would do it. And the way we do the conversations books is we do an interview, we record it. And we started at the proverbial 30,000-foot level saying, well, what are some of the really top-level points? Now let's start taking those down, getting a little more specific. What do we mean when we say this, and what do we mean when we say that? And, you know, one of the parts of Work as Worship that I liked the most was your dealing with the what are we doing here question, and then breaking it apart with what are we doing here, what are we doing here? And what are we doing here?
Well, you just took my thunder away because that's what I was going to talk about.
Oh, sorry.
you bring up a great point, is that in our discussion early on, mm-hmm. you said, what are some of the things you'd want to talk about? And we just came out with bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
And then those bullet points became questions. And that was the basis of the interview. But you're right. There was that scripture in 1 Kings 19. Elijah had run from Jezebel. He's on Mount Horeb. And he's just a beaten, broken up man. And God said to him, Elijah, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And that was such an impactful question. And it's a question he asked, God asked all of us, what are you doing here? He knows us personally. What are you doing? What kind of activities are you doing for the kingdom? And where are you doing it? I mean, most churches, you get out of the parking lot, said you've entered the ministry, the mission field. Actually, when you get up and out of bed in the morning, you've entered the mission field once you leave your bedroom.
Exactly.
So that it just really resonated, and from your one question to me, ended up that fleshed out the book.
Yeah, and because you had so much in your head, and we were able to pull it out in these interviews, and then I went back and organized it. While the book gives the thing is this is an edited interview. It didn't right. happen quite in that order because we did jump around.
Sure.
But it came out to be a really strong, powerful message, and the feedback we've gotten on it has been just awesome, wonderful, gratifying.
Well, and what was so incredible is that, you know, for years, this is all of that stuff that's been in my head that I wanted to get out. And honestly, Jacqueline, I have probably 3 or 4 rewrites of the first chapter of a book I was going to do that's in my computer. But I think, like many people, that isn't our skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And we gravitate to things that are more pleasant and that we can do and stay away from the things that, you know.
Yeah, but you still have a message, and it's a message that you want to preserve.
That very, very true. So as you were walking through the process with me, what did you learn?
Oh, so much. Well, because you are such a gifted teacher, and there were so many points, so many things that I hadn't thought about, and things of wanting. For example, you gave some personal stories that are in the book of how you have personally touched people being a minister in the marketplace. And it was things that we might not remember, we might not think about, small things, just a kind word, a thoughtful comment. And we talked a lot about them, and that was not something that I didn't know, but that it was reinforced of how important those things are.
Okay. So, again, going back to the process and doing the question answer, obviously not everything we talked about ended up in the book.
No.
So how do you decide? Once you have all of this information, how do you decide how to redact it? And because you made me sound great.
Well, you did sound great. And that is, you know, that's one of those things that I am blessed. That is one of my gifts, is to take information and organize it in a way that is logical and flows and makes sense and starts out you know, at the right place, and then takes the reader through to get to a conclusion that means something, that has takeaways. And I think actually that is one of the answers to your question about how do I decide what stays in mm-hmm. and what goes out is I look at it and say, is there a takeaway? Is okay. it, you know, it's sounds a little smart alecky, but it's always the answer to the so what question. If it, when you, and I've had clients who want to put stuff in books, and I'll say to them, so what? Tell me, so what? Mm. When the reader reads this, what's the so what? And if they can't answer that, then it doesn't go in.
I love that because I've heard the saying a long time ago and I love it. Nobody likes the creation more than the creator.
Yes.
Yeah, we tend to think things are greater than the is, but it really doesn't play in Peoria. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to make those tough cuts.
Yeah, and you can't get everything in the first chapter. Mm. And that's a real natural thing for people want to do is to get everything in the first chapter. Well, you got to have something for the rest of the book.
And that's why I never got past the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, listen, when we come back from the break, you know, we talk about the fact that we're marketplace ministers, that we have stories to tell. Not everybody knows how to tell their story or get it out. So when we come back from the break, I'd like for you to talk about how we can get our stories out, how we can share what's important to us
okay. And
leave a legacy in everything that we do and say. We're with Jacqueline Lynn, the team of Jacqueline and Jerry, and principals of Tuscola Creative, a prolific author and publisher, and we're going to be back with Jacqueline in just a minute.
The U.S. Christian Business Expo and National Conference takes place on October 13th and 14th in beautiful Orlando, Florida. The theme for this year's event is God's Economy, Believers Doing Business in the Marketplace, and features internationally known speakers and authors who will share their expertise on the seven pillars of success, including Jason Noble, the real pastor from the powerful movie Breakthrough. You'll be inspired by the worship experience led by Christian recording artist Mac Powell, former lead singer of Third Day. There's also a Christian Business Expo that's open to the public, so you'll meet people who you'd want to do business with and who'd want to do business with you. For more event information on how to be an exhibitor or to purchase tickets, visit uschristianchamber.com. That's uschristianchamber.com.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
And we're back with today's guest, Jacqueline Lynn. She and her husband, Jerry, are the principals of Tuscola Creative. Again, Jackie is a prolific author. She is a publisher, and we want to find out a little bit more about that. But we talked before the break that we're all marketplace ministers. We all have
yes.
stories to tell. That's why we're here, is mm-hmm. to share the gospel, share our lives. But folks really don't know how to do that, and especially in a time where communication is premium and there's a lot of different ways to communicate. Jackie, share with us, what are some options for getting our stories out?
There are so many, because of technology, there are so many ways you can get your story out. And I think I want to start with saying that one of the important things to do as you start thinking about your message and how you're going to share it is to let go of the idea that you need to be a New York Times best-selling author. That's probably not going to happen, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't still write a book or look at other options for sharing your message. And in the marketplace in particular, I think that it's important for business people to let other people know that they are Christians, that they are people of faith, and that their faith guides everything they do. And I'm not talking the putting on the show, the putting the sign of the fish on your business card. I'm talking about making it very clear that this is fundamentally how you operate. Mm. You operate the way Jesus told us to. And you can do that in so many ways. You can, if your company has a website, it should have a blog on the website. That's kind of marketing 101. And you can write posts for your blog that talk about the things that your company is doing and that you have done and the stories that reflect your ministry to people and to the community and how you run your business. There are a wide range and increasing range of online platforms where you can publish articles. And, you know, this is something, the idea of writing a book itself can be very intimidating. Books are long. But if you start out writing short articles, stories, just tell a story.
Are you talking about like Medium that you introduced me to?
Yes. Okay. There's a platform called Medium.com that you can publish anything you want on. And Medium has over 100 million members. So you have that many people subscribe to the Medium platform who have the opportunity to see your stuff. Now, are you going to reach all of them? No.
Right.
And people write stuff on Medium that's all over the board, and I can guarantee that you will be offended by some of it.
But I did notice that you can kind of filter what you're interested in. Now, of course, with your interest, there may be a lot of divergent views.
Yes.
But you can filter down to what you want to see.
Yes. And Google, which is, you know, the world's biggest search engine, loves Medium and crawls it like every minute. So if you have well-written work with good keywords, and it is going to get picked up by Google, and you will pull in viewers who are not on Medium.
So if somebody's posting on Medium and you have a thought for the day and you put it up or whatever, down the road, could you take all of these thoughts, bring them together, and is that the genesis of a book?
Exactly, yes. And it's I've often referred to it as you can blog your book, because you can do these articles that are 200-400 words, 500-600 words when you really get on a roll one day. And because everything, and this is something, now I happen to be very familiar with Medium.com, and I publish on it regularly. And everything that you publish on Medium belongs to you. So if you're going to use a different platform, and there are other platforms out there, be sure you look at their terms and make sure that you're not surrendering the rights to your material.
Okay. So what are some other ways of getting your message out?
Social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, for what that's worth. All of these social media platforms, even Pinterest and Instagram. That's the one I'm trying to think of.
So if you're wanting to use these to get out a faith message or your story in parts, I don't know a lot about the ins and outs and the intricacies and the politics of social media, but can you get filtered or your post taken down?
Your posts would have to be violent, threatening, attacking to get taken down.
Okay.
Now, do some of the platforms filter faith-based posts? I think some of them might, but you need to learn the platform. Here's one little bit of social media advice. Don't try to do them all. Mm. I would say pick two that you're comfortable with. And for a lot of people, that's going to work out to be LinkedIn, because that's a good business platform, and Facebook, because that's a social platform, and they're still the biggest.
So people hear about publishers, mm-hmm. and people don't know as much as they think they know where it comes to publishing. So what are individuals' options? So let's say they have a story to tell. What are some different ways that they can publish?
They can publish their books themselves using Amazon service. It's called KDP. It stands for Kindle Direct Publishing, but Amazon KDP. And that's a vehicle. You can do it for seriously practically nothing. You can put your own book up on Amazon. Now, if you want it to look professional, if you want a print version, you're going to have to spend a little money on the production. And I always recommend that people spend money on an editor, because even the best writers in the world need their work edited. Mm-hmm. But you have to think about, you know, I think businesses can use short ebooks as great marketing tools. And within those ebooks, you can weave in your ministry message,
okay.
that also might be an ebook on how to use your product, or a problem that your product solves.
Well, and the beauty is Christianity, all of the foundations, the principles of Christianity are great business principles also.
Yes.
So it makes a great tie-in for having a faith message in your business.
Mm-hmm. And you can turn that ebook into a PDF, mm-hmm. and let people go onto your website and download it for free. If you do that, you can also publish it on Amazon, remembering that Amazon is the absolute best search engine in the world for mm-hmm. someone who has a product to sell. Because when people are on Amazon, they're looking to buy.
All right. So now with the couple minutes that we have, boy, I tell you, this half hour goes crazy. Share with us quite briefly, if somebody wanted to write a book, what are the first three steps that they should do in considering a book?
They need to think about what their message is and try to distill that.
Okay.
To just a few sentences. And then think about who their audience is, who cares about this. And then the next step, big step, is to start putting together a business plan for the book. Even if you don't care if the book makes any money. And a lot of the people I work with, their focus is the message. But you still want to create a business plan and tackle it like a business so that you get everything done that you need to do.
Mm, good point. So with that in mind, knowing that in a half hour, this can't be exhaustive, is there something that you can offer our listeners as a way to kind of help get them off of, you know, point zero?
Okay. Absolutely. One of the first few conversations books I did was with an editor. And we talked, the title of the book is Get Your Book Published. And it's how to choose between self-publishing, traditional publishing, and what these different paths are, how they work. And you can get a copy of that at no charge if you'll go to my website, which is createteachinspire.com, and then /publish. So if you go to createteachinspire.com/publish, put in your first name and your email address, and I will send you a free copy of the conversations book, Get Your Book Published. And that lets you see how the conversations books look. And it will walk you through the process and then give you some links of other resources.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jacqueline Lynn. I only goofed up once. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show. And don't forget to go to, for all of you listening, go to createteachinspire.com and get the free ebook from Jackie.
/Jacqueline/Publish.
Well, I almost got it right at the end.
Oh, you did.
For Jacqueline Lynn, Mark Goldstein, have a great week. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.